Hachette Audio presents Accidentally Wes Anderson Adventures, written by Wally and Amanda Cobalt, with a foreword by Wes Anderson, read by Seamus McMahon, forward and featured selections read by Jeff Goldblum. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of photos from the book.
For Teresa and Walt. For Priscilla and Earl. The best of the best. Forward. Do these places actually exist? Some of them look imaginary, and some apparently look like I, Wes, made them up, but I didn't, and I've never been to any of them except the umbrella shop. For certain, I am gonna find my way to this kite festival in Denmark one day. In the meantime, I send my very best wishes to Wally and Amanda Koval and their community of adventurer photographers. All that by Mr. Wes Anderson.
Introduction. Thank you for exploring. Hey, adventurers. Accidentally Wes Anderson began as a personal travel bucket list in 2017 and has somehow grown into a vibrant community of nearly 2 million people. Each of us has our own ideas about the adventures that call to us, and many of them have found their way into this book. Sometimes those adventures involve traveling around the world or jumping out of an airplane. Other times, they begin simply by making a left turn out of our neighborhood instead of a right. This book is about all types of adventures. Big and small, everyday and extraordinary, here and way over there. You'll venture to Antarctica through the treacherous Drake Passage, make a stop in lesser-known Jinkumbilly, Australia, where platypuses outnumber people, discover a bridge in Wisconsin that went to nowhere, and drop into the most peculiar umbrella shop in London. But no matter where, when, or why, adventure is nothing without the people who make it memorable. Here we share the stories of communities and characters on every continent who come to life as vividly as the photos themselves. You'll meet the father of American skydiving, who created the UN-sanctioned official center of the world, a California town with a population of 2. You'll visit the post office at the end of the world in Tierra del Fuego and meet the mustachioed letter carrier who, in his free time,
sample complete. Ready to continue?